You're listening to SBS News.
A man has gone on a stabbing rampage through central London, killing two people and injuring several others. The attack began in Fishmongers Hall and came to an end on London Bridge when police shot dead the suspect, who was wearing a fake explosive device. British Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Bazou declared the stabbing a terrorist incident.
Due to the nature of the incident, we responded as though this was terrorist related. I'm now in a position to confirm that it has been declared a terrorist incident. We are working jointly with the City of London Police as we continue to respond. Officers from the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command are now leading this investigation, but I must stress we retain an open mind as to any motive.
It comes just 2.5 years since a similar terror attack occurred on London Bridge, in which 8 people died. Police Commissioner Cressida Dick is upset London has once again become the victim of hate-fueled terror.
I am deeply saddened and angered that our city of London has again been targeted by terrorism. 2 of those injured in this attack tragically lost their lives. My heart goes out to their loved ones and to the 3 further injured victims, and of course to everybody who has been affected by today's terrible and mindless events.
Prior to authorities shooting the suspect, members of the public and Metropolitan Police worked together to disarm the man. Teamwork and swift actions, London Mayor Sadiq Khan has commended.
I want to thank our brave emergency services who responded to today's horrific attack. Every day, they put their lives on the line for us, running towards danger in order to keep us safe. I would also like to thank members of the public who risked their own safety this afternoon. They are the best of us.
In particular, Mr. Khan praised the bravery of the citizens involved.
What's remarkable about the images we've seen is the breathtaking heroism of members of the public who literally ran towards danger, not knowing what confronted them. They really are the best of us. Another example of the bravery and heroism of ordinary Londoners running towards danger, risking their own personal safety to try and save others. And I want to say thank you to them.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has condemned the attack and reiterated the UK will not tolerate terrorism.
I can assure you and assure everyone that anybody involved in this crime, in these attacks, will be hunted down and will be brought to justice. And I think the message that we send to them and anyone associated with this type of attack is one that will be familiar, and that is that this country will never be cowed or divided or intimidated by this sort of attack, and our values, our British values, will prevail.
A sentiment shared by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who is urging Britain to unite in the wake of the tragedy.
We have to remember that we live in a democratic society, and those that would seek to silence us will not succeed. Our democracy must be alive and vibrant. And in memory of those that have died today as a result of this awful attack, I think we have to ensure we build a society of communities coming together, of respect for each other, and that our democratic way of life must always be protected.
The police investigation is ongoing. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.